to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I'm sitting here with the lovely Suzanne Lauren Seal. She's a registered aromatherapist, skincare specialist, and definitely a product developer. It's like I'm in a mad scientist lab back here with all these products and bottles and stuff. What is your passion and why are you doing it?
My passion is to provide a skincare line to the public, men, women, and children, that will benefit them with ingredients that aren't going to harm them, ingredients that don't harm other people, as in where they're manufactured in third world countries, with ingredients that don't harm animals, with the unbelievable, horrible testing that's done. So we manufacture a product line that's 100% natural. It is shelf stable. We use a very good, very expensive, mind you, preservative system for different preservative systems for different products. And I guess my mission is really to use this as an outlet to also raise funds to help children in third world countries, second world countries. Initially, I started to manufacture the product for myself. I got really bad acne at 25 and nothing worked. And then when I opened my store, I was carrying other people's products, other companies' products, and I started to investigate and research the ingredients they were using. And I realized that much of what was in there was not only toxic, but some were actually carcinogenic. So I started to develop my own line primarily for myself. And then as the years went on, we grew organically. Our products are extremely beneficial to the skin. They're not just natural, but they work, which is a huge plus. There's a lot of products on the market today that have natural ingredients in them, but they don't necessarily work. Or they're made with a beeswax and an oil, which produces a molecularly very large product, which is excellent for certain skin type, but a very small percentage of people have that skin type.
But the products that I'm using, which aren't organic, but they're well-known name brands, they've been tested and they're fine for me health-wise, aren't they?
Well, according to the Health Protection Branch, the ingredients that companies are making or the products that companies are making with the ingredients that we warn people about are safe at those levels. My argument to that is that after using a product with parabens for 25 years, what happens in the body? Where's the buildup of that? There are certain ingredients, and parabens is only one. There are so many. There's TEA, DEA. They are carcinogenic. They are listed as such, and yet companies are still using them. Mind you, they are at what is considered to be a safe low levels, but I don't think it's necessary. And in fact, I can prove that it's not necessary because I've developed a line that does not contain those ingredients and have been in business almost 20 years with a lot of very satisfied customers. So are they safe? The argument is still at the table on that.
I guess it's along the lines of organic foods and pesticides on our foods, and we eat them and we're not told that they're not good for us by whoever controls that. Is it the same idea, the whole organic products that you use?
Yeah, basically. I mean, why would I want to use synthetic chemicals or potentially carcinogenic, toxic ingredients on my body, on my hair, on my face, on if you have children, on your children, in your shampoo, when you don't have to? Why would I do that? Why, as a consumer, would I go out and purchase a product that is potentially damaging and also damaging to our environment and to other people that are making these ingredients in second and third world countries when I don't have to, when I can use a product that is clean and has been manufactured locally with ingredients that are safe? And I think as a consumer, we need to seriously consider where we're putting our money, because that is what causes change. We've seen that clearly with parabens. Parabens have been discussed and talked about for a long time, and now their big companies are starting to remove them. Why? Because the consumer is demanding it.
What countries do you source your products from?
All over the world, actually. The essential oil specifically, we source from all over the world. Europe, we get quite a few from the UK, it depends also what the sample tests at. If the sample tests really clean, we'll buy it from them. If the sample doesn't, then we switch supplier. So the supply can change. The supply chain can also change.
Do you do sporadic testing throughout the life of that product?
The essential oils are tested prior to purchasing. The ingredients, there are certain ingredients that really need serious testing, such as essential oils, because a lot of these essential oils are being bought from smaller companies or smaller farms. And unfortunately, there are many additives that can be added to essential oils to quantify the amount, to make a larger amount. So it depends on the ingredient. So some, yes, very much so, all the time. Some, sporadically. As far as the finished product, we are entirely tested. Our product is shelf-stable. Actually, it's shelf-stable for 5 years, but we tell people 3 because the essential oil therapeutic benefits will start to decline after a certain period of time.
If I'm going to switch from buying stuff off the shelf that isn't healthy and organic, what's the biggest product I should look at switching off of my list immediately?
I would say your facial care line, definitely, because we use it twice a day. We use it extensively. We use it around our eyes. We clean our skin, and then we apply our creams, etc. There's a certain percentage of everything that you put on your skin absorbs into your body. But because we're inhaling, and through inhalation, it goes right into your bloodstream. So that's another aspect that people aren't aware of. Whenever you inhale, it goes into your bloodstream. So then you're being exposed to the synthetic scents.
If people want to buy some of your products online from anywhere around the world, where do they go?
They can go to naturalbeautyskincare.ca, or they can come visit us, if they're local, to our retail location at 205 Lonsdale Avenue in North Vancouver.
Our resident skin specialist and aromatherapist, Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.